Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Hello, my gorgeous souls, and welcome back to the Manifestation Bay podcast. I am super excited that you decided to push play on today's episode because with me today, I have Hannah Summerhill, who just so happens to be a Manifestation Babe Academy alumni who finished in the first and only launch that we had in 2021 in the beginning, where I spent the first 6 months of this year building this program. So Hannah is one of the students who got to experience it firsthand as I built it out. And of course, if you're listening to this podcast episode right now, it means that we have opened the doors to another round of the Manifestation Babe Academy. Now, I know that there are so many of you who've probably heard of the Manifestation Babe Academy, which I call MBA for short. You have probably seen some transformations. You've heard people talking about it. You've obviously heard me talking about it nonstop. And I know that there are so many of you guys who are either on the fence and would like to hear some student success stories and just to show you guys that everyone has the same apprehensions, the same fears. Everyone has this moment where they're sitting on the fence, unsure if they should say yes to a course. So I want you guys to experience a couple of my students this week on the podcast as expanders of what is possible and to also normalize that it is okay to be uncertain. And also for any of you guys who already signed up, because I know every launch, there's a slew of you who get in right away because maybe you've been on the wait list for a while. Maybe you have been waiting and watching for when the doors open. So may this serve as excitement of what is to come your way. Hannah is someone who is so amazing, and her business partner are actually going to come back for another episode on the Manifestation Babe Academy to talk more about their work as founders of the Kinswomen. And I will have Hannah, of course, explain what that is and what their work is and her story and the incredible things that she has manifested from MBA. So without further ado, if you haven't yet got into the course, go to manifestationbabeacademy.com. Any moment that you feel ready, your body is telling you yes, your soul is telling you yes, everything in your being is telling you yes, even if you have any nervousness or any of those jitters or any, you know, voice inside your head that tells you maybe this is not a good idea, but everything in your body is telling you, yes, it is. At any moment that you feel that,
go ahead, enroll, sign up. Doors close on Friday, so you only have until Friday at midnight. Go to manifestationbabeacademy.com. And without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. All right, you guys, today on the podcast, I have the beautiful Hannah. Is it Summerhill? Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Yes.
Hannah Summerhill on here, who is an MBA alumni student. Hannah, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your experience and story with us. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Catherine. I am giddy to be here and to talk to you live after, you know, watching you on the modules for 4 months. So this is such an exciting moment for me.
Oh, amazing. Well, Hannah, before we dive into, you know, you sharing your experience, which I have seen some of the things that you've manifested and it's just so mind blowing. So I'm excited to dive into more of like the stories behind that. But before we dive into all of that, can you just share a little bit about yourself and some of your work and what you do?
Sure. So my name's Hannah. I was telling you a little bit before we started that I just moved to California from New York. And the past couple years have been very transformative for me and for a lot of people. But I grew up in Pennsylvania. And, you know, my story, you know, I come from very humble beginnings. And I grew up always wondering, you know, why aren't we rich? Why don't we have money? You know, just kind of feeling like if I had to verbalize it now, how I was feeling when I was younger, it was like, I thought I was maybe royalty in a past life. And then that somehow messed up to be living the life that I had been born into. My parents were amazing, super loving, but they would say, you know, we're rich in love, not in money. So to me, it was, okay, you can have one or the other. Mm-hmm. And I'm so, so grateful for their love and support. But I was also super motivated to make money and to live this life that I wanted. And I grew up, my view into a larger, greater world, because I grew up in a small town in Pennsylvania, was reading magazines. So magazines would come to the house. I wouldn't let my sisters read them before I had read everything cover to cover. And when I went to school in New York, I got an internship at a magazine, at Lucky Magazine. And it was a dream come true. From there, I got an internship at Vogue. I just felt like I was living my dream. And then I graduated, lived in Manhattan, worked at Shape Magazine, worked at Vogue, worked at Cosmo, worked every place that I kind of envisioned as a young girl. But I was absolutely miserable when I was there. It was such an ego job. I was really struggling. And though I was making money, I just felt really spiritually lost. And the stress from the pace of the city and the jobs and the expectations to look and be a certain way were really affecting my health. So in 2020, I ended up leaving my magazine job at Cosmo. And I had started a podcast the year before in 2019 with my business partner, my now business partner, Izu Pulfleet. We had met at an event about race in early 2019. And it was about bridging the gaps between women of color and white women. And having been married to a Black man and been with him for the past 8 years, it wasn't really until I started dating my husband that I started to really, really recognize my privilege, my white lens, my white viewpoint of the world, and how different it was from other people who are not white in this country. So I was really getting into activism. I was really getting into my own anti-racism work and journey as an aspiring ally when I met her. And we started a podcast called Kinswomen. And it was all about bridging the gaps between people of color and white people and building trust between women and recognizing why the trust between women of color and white women had been broken. So my soul was just telling me to quit my job and to do Kinswomen full-time, even though it didn't really make sense. But I left my job in January of 2020, and now we do Kinswomen full-time. And we got a book deal, we have a podcast, we do classes, and we are trying to change the world.
I am so excited. I was telling Hannah before we started recording this episode that as I was getting ready and like looking at my lineup of incredible MBA students who are coming on the podcast to share their stories, I was like, wait, Hannah, I know her. Wait a second. I absolutely freaking love her. And I love her and her business partner and the work that they do. And so I was like, wait a second. I want them on the podcast to talk more about what you guys actually do with the kinswoman and bridging, you know, the gaps between women of color and white women and expanding that conversation and bringing, you know, the manifestation piece into that and how that works as well. And so I'm excited to do that interview with you guys later. It's so incredible the work that you guys do and your energy between you two. It's like, it's meant to be. And I'm just excited to see all the success that comes your way from the work that you do. Because I can just see that you guys are truly in your purpose. That's like the number one thing that I saw from you guys. So really excited. What, Hannah, what is the thing that got you to be like, okay, there's this program, the Manifestation Babe Academy, and like, I need to sign up. Like, what was life like? You know, you shared a nice progression between like where you came from and what you, how you quit your job and what you ended up doing and what you're still doing. Like, what was that thing that got you to be like, okay, something is missing, or there's something I need to tweak, or there's something that I can learn from this that makes me want to sign up? I'm just so curious what that moment was for you.
So as I shared, I think growing up, I had this view that you couldn't make money doing something that you liked or that was your purpose. Both my parents had very purpose-driven jobs. And so that belief that I couldn't have both really, you know, stuck with me. So I was, you know, kinswoman wasn't really sustainable for us. And for MBA, you know, I'd followed you since October. I found you on Instagram. At first, I was really triggered because I was like, oh my gosh, she's like living life. She's so young. And I was like, well, it's too late for me. Like, I'm already 34, which is like so funny to think about now.
So but I love young. Those triggers.
I'm so like, I'm more curious about my triggers than instead of going into judgment, just kind of exploring what that means about me, which this class has definitely helped me with. But every time I've made an investment in myself, it's always paid off. And you talk about that so much. It's like, we are our own best investment. And the business wasn't working for me. And it wasn't working for me for a couple of reasons. First of all, I was applying this white patriarchal capitalist energy to our business that is about anti-racism. Mm-hmm. And I had learned that idea of productivity and busyness equaling worthiness from all my corporate jobs magazines, where it was hustle, hustle, run in heels. And I was trying to take all that and apply it to our work. And, you know, my partner was like, what is the urgency? Like, what is the rush? Like, and I was realizing that I was basically trying to force our business into something that it wasn't. So I knew there had to be a better way. And after following your podcast and doing Epically Aligned and having a really awesome friend who is my accountability partner through the program, she said, I'm signing up, aren't you? And she was so casual about it that I was like, well, yeah, I guess I am signing up. And then I thought, why not? Why would I not do this? I want to do this so badly. So every time I'd listen to your podcast, I'd be like, that program sounds amazing, but I'm not going to do it. And then I thought, why am I not going to do it? And it was the best decision.
Ah, amazing. Okay. I want to learn more about like, okay, you sign up for the program, you're taking the program. When did you start noticing things start to click for you? Like not even the manifestations, because a lot of people think it's all about manifestations. And I'm feeling super inspired right now to record a podcast episode this week about how manifestation has gotten this bad rap nowadays, because so many people see, you know, the product of manifestation being like luxury and, you know, private jets and Chanel bags and all this stuff. And like, I know that you know that I teach that it's so much more than that, but I feel like there needs to be more of a conversation around that manifestation, these things are an awesome side effect. They're an awesome byproduct if that's what you truly desire from a very heart-centered space, not from an ego space. But manifestation is so much bigger than that. And a lot of what manifestation, how it manifests, ironically, is that it starts with the shifts in perception. It starts with the shifts in perspective. It's like, like how you mentioned that instead of, you know, letting your triggers turn into something that stops you, you decided to get curious about, why is that triggering me? Why is Catherine triggering me? And what is that? What can I learn from this, right? How can I expand from this space? How can I shift this? And so I love to ask my students, like, okay, what is like the first thing that shifted for you on a very like energetic mental space before it manifested into the physical space? What was that for you where you're like, okay, this shit is working?
The program is so, so deep. I've took 3 notebooks full of notes during this program, and I don't even recognize who I am from the beginning. I forgot who that was until I was prepping for this podcast and reading back through my whole journey through MBA. So I think the first thing that was just felt so powerful was that anything is possible, and that there is so much magic and possibility in this world that I'm not seeing, and that my mind can be my biggest enemy and my best friend. And also, like, let's question everything. I think that's something that you really inspire us to do, is question everything. And we don't even have to have answers. Just the questions can be enough to sit in. So that, I think, just you open the program so beautifully with a foundation phase, and like learning all the laws of the universe. Those just blew my mind. I watched that module several times. I made my husband watch. I was like, this is amazing. I was just blown away by some of these concepts that you were introducing. And at first, honestly, it felt like a lot of information. And there's always this moment too, where I'm like, I've been doing it wrong this whole time, you know, and kind of that shame of like, no wonder your life looks like this, but also just taking responsibility for how my life looks and feeling unattached about those feelings associated, and then recognizing that I can create. So that was like the most powerful thing, but the manifestations didn't come for a couple weeks.
Yes. And that's what I want to share with people, like a fucking broken record, you guys, is that there is, it's almost like a trauma response to want things to happen instantly. And if they're not happening instantly, then it sends our nervous system to like just completely dysregulate. And then we operate from this dysregulated place, which, you know, has such deep roots, as I know your work goes into, this patriarchal, very white supremacist like structure and system that we have in place, where we're constantly in a rush. Like we're operating from the sympathetic nervous system of fight or flight, that things need to happen or they're not working or there's something wrong with me. Bah, 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 bah. And so I want to keep stressing, and I love that you're mentioning that there is this beautiful void that we have to go into, where we have to be at peace with just learning and being, and just like you know, when you plant the seed doesn't sprout right away. There's this beautiful void that the plant goes into. And so often we go into that space before we sprout. And so I love that you mentioned that the manifestations didn't happen instantly, but eventually they do happen. So what started manifesting for you, or like, what was that process, that experience like for you?
So the process is it can be a little scary at first. As I mentioned before we started recording, the power that you realize is in your hands can be a little overwhelming. And one of my goals for this class was to get a book deal for Kinswomen. And we've been working with an agent. We've been writing a proposal since October. We've been working with an agent since last October, but had been writing our proposal since last August. And, you know, writing a book is something that I've always desired to do, and getting to do it with Izu, getting to do it as the Kinswoman, it just felt like such a soul's desire. So I wrote down that I wanted to manifest a book deal by February 26th, which is my birthday. And I'm a specific manifester, which I know now in human design. So that specificity worked for me. And the month of February, that was the first month of the class. It was super intense. I mean, I was going through a lot, I would say the first 6 to 8 weeks of the class. And you luckily prepared us for all of that, but I was having headaches. I was having trouble sleeping. I was crying all the time with everything that was brought up through the release phase. But thank God that came through. on my birthday, I was feeling so much love. My husband and I were in Ojai. You know, I'm getting all these beautiful messages from people. And you know, it's like on your birthday or like on your wedding day, it's like there's so much love coming towards you that everything just feels so magical.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I'm sure you felt like your wedding day was like the best, most magical day. There's just like you're in a vortex of love. And we should all aim to bring that energy, like wedding day energy, into like our everyday.
I love that. Yes.
Right. So on my birthday, I was feeling so much love, and Izu called me and she said, she left me the most beautiful voicemail and was like, you know, I love you. Happy birthday. Check the email. There's a special surprise in there. And I thought, no way, like no way. And it was a letter from our agent saying that there was an interested party from a HarperCollins imprint, which blew my freaking mind. I was like, it was one of those things where I'm just almost questioning, did I really write this down? Am I just kind of, is this confirmation bias? But it was crazy. We got the letter from the interested party on my birthday.
Oh my God. Holy shit. Congratulations. Yeah. First and foremost, like, that is so exciting. And I know you mentioned that it was like a 5-figure book deal too, like no big deal. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is too, is that we did not have a big following when we got our book deal. We had maybe 1500 followers. So you don't need a lot of Instagram followers to live your purpose, to have, you know, get amazing manifestations. I fall into that trap sometimes where I'm like, you know, we need more, we need a bigger audience, we need to reach more people, but it's incredible to me. And it really speaks to A, the power of manifestation, and B, the fact that our agent and editors believed in our work so much that they gave us this opportunity.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to read your guys' book. That is incredible. And I know you guys also had a course launch around the time of MBA. Can you share a little bit about that course launch? Because things weren't going your way at first. No. And then something happened. What was that?
Oh my God. I shared this in the MBA Facebook group and it still blows my mind. Okay. So this is where your work really started to click. And this was probably like a good 8 weeks in. So I just want to tell anybody who's in the program, like, have patience, trust the process. So we had launched a course for anti-racist entrepreneurs. And in early March, we had one sign up. And we'd done everything. We'd sent out our newsletters. We'd promoted on social, you know, everything that we'd done in the past for courses. And again, we just had one sign up. So I was making it mean all these things about me, Catherine. I was making it mean that our work was worthless, that I was worthless. It was bringing up all these worthless feelings from childhood. It was every possible feeling that could come up through this launch came up. It's such a mirror for all the hidden shadows that I had to work on, which I'm really grateful to have been able to release and integrate. But I decided, okay, we don't have any signups. How about we just push the course back a week? It was supposed to start like the next day. And I said, what if we just push it back 1 week, see what can happen in a week? And what I love about my business partner, Izu, is she's like, yeah, no problem. Like, she is like so calm and cool and collected. And I'm the one in my head about everything all the time. So we reached out to the one student who had signed up and we said, we're going to push it back. And I was so embarrassed to even tell her because I was like, she's going to think that like, we just don't have our crap together. And she was like, oh, this works out so much better for me. Great. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, so that's a good sign. So it was a Monday. We had a week to launch. And I thought, okay, I'm really going to do the steps, the condensed steps of manifestation that you teach. So first, decide, define, and declare what I wanted. We wanted a sold out class. The second was embody the version of myself who already had those students, those amazing students in our class. The third, surrender the how. And the fourth, take inspired action as it comes. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. I'm so impressed.
Okay, good. So I thought, okay, the embodied version of myself is not stressing about the class. She's celebrating all the awesome students who have come into the class. So I said, okay, no marketing, no thinking about this today. I'm going to go get a manicure. I'm going to get a haircut. I'm going to get my back cracked. and so I did all those things and I just felt really good. And then, you know, still nothing happened. Nothing happened, but I was like, I'm just going to relax. I'm going to be super, you know, I'm just going to watch a movie with my husband. We're just going to chill. That was Monday. Tuesday, same thing. I'm not stressing. But it's, you know, the feelings are coming up, but I'm like, nope, I'm choosing to embody. I'm embodying this energy. I'm not going to just send out a quick reminder about it. I'm just going to, you know, ease into it and be kind to myself and give this a shot, because clearly what I'd been doing before wasn't working. I was watching a movie on Tuesday night, went to check my email. It was like 9:30, and we got an email from Vanessa Lau, who is a Instagram business coach who I learned about through following you too. So I knew
love her.
Was,
yes.
Which was kind of crazy. And she said, hi, you know, I'd like to sign up my entire team for your course. And I said, how many students? And she said, 8 students. Wow. And I was like, what? I was like, we didn't even do anything. And all of a sudden, we have this whole beautiful team of 8 coming in to the class. And we didn't even have to do anything. She had found us through one of our past students who had posted about us in a Facebook group. So we never could have, you know, imagined that it would be word of mouth or that it wouldn't come from efforting. So I cried, you know, it was one of those moments where I felt so overjoyed and so in awe. And again, that almost like that feeling of being a little overwhelmed at the fact that your process really does work and these universal laws work. And Vanessa loved the course so much, she started posting about it on Instagram. And then we had to close and say, we're sold out, which we'd never had to do before.
Wow. How many students was your guys' goal? Like, what is considered a sold out class for you guys?
Like, we like a class of between 10 and 20.
Okay.
And so we have 14 students, and we had already started the class. So we had to say, like, you know, the container is closed, come back next time. And it was incredible. It was really, really special.
That is so amazing. I love that, you know, you received the download, you took inspired action, and you got rewarded for it. And that takes such a level of bravery for so many of us who are not used to trusting our intuition, not trusting those signals from the universe to be like, hey, I got something really special planned out for you. But like, shit cannot work out initially in order for you to see that this, you have to take this step to open up something so much better. And so like, a lot of people get stuck and like, oh my God, this launch sucks. It's not working out. And like, they either, you know, like for example, in an alternate universe, you could have just been so embarrassed that only one person signed up, refunded that person, said like, nope, there's no launch. Right. And you would have taken away the opportunity for, first of all, that one student who probably really needed the work that you guys, you know, provide and could have like completely changed their life and their business or whatever from it. And then, you know, and then you would have missed out on this whole opportunity to get so much amazing press around your guys' program, because I know Vanessa Lau is not a tiny account on social right. media. So I love hearing these stories, and you guys, like, just as a take it from Hannah. Like, if you have an idea, an inspire download to do something, even when it feels really hard and like things are not working out and you have no proof whatsoever that it's going to go your way, I promise you, just like Hannah said, the universal laws, there's certain laws that are in place. It's almost like if there was a manual for life, if there was a guidebook that we could have, it is the universal laws. Like, if you just play your life according to the universal laws, like, there's so much magic that comes out of it. It's almost insane. It's almost insane. It's like there really is, you know, a book that literally tells you how to live your life, which is so awesome. There's also, you know, you talked about the ripple effect, and I know you've talked a lot about how this work has also been affecting your husband. For anyone who is like in, you know, a relationship or partnership or has family members that are super close to them, I really love talking about that ripple effect, because it's like, even if we don't try, just us expanding and changing and growing can impact other people without us being like, hey, you need to learn this, you know. know, it's just like by being the embodied version of ourselves and embodying the work, we can impact other people. So can you share a little bit about like what you noticed in your husband?
Yes. I'm so blessed and grateful that my husband is extremely supportive of me because, you know, sometimes I do, I'm a little bit of a seeker, you know, and he's a very kind of left-brained Libra, practical guy, you know, in the 3D. I think when I first signed up, he was a little bit like, you spent what, you know, you spent how much, which is funny now because we've manifested so much money since. Now, Catherine, we are watching your and Brennan's Make Money Work For You masterclass. He's like, let's watch more of the class tonight. I'm like, yes, awesome. So it was subtle, but I think he, you know, he saw my transformation and I was extremely transparent with him about everything that I was going through during the course, the lows and the highs, because like I said, so much was coming up for me. Old traumas, deep wounds, generational stuff. I was crying. I didn't feel like myself. I felt lost a little bit. And he really supported me through that. And he could also see all these beautiful things that were manifesting too. So it was, you know, I didn't try to force anything on him because that never works.
That's the key, everyone. You never force this shit. That's the key. Yeah.
I let him just kind of come into the journey and he could kind of take it or leave it. Like sometimes I would say, hey, I really want to share with you what I learned in the class today, or this was really powerful. And he's been now on his own spiritual journey. So much of our work is now overlapping and so many of our interests are overlapping, which is really cool to meet in the middle. So beautiful things have been happening for us too, like things that also affect him. So for example, one day we came home from a walk and there was an envelope in our door from our leasing company. And it said, due to an accounting error, we are refunding you $400 and decreasing your monthly rent by $150 effective immediately.
Which like never happens, you guys. I remember in my last two apartments ago, because it was like a leasing management company. And oh my God, I swear to God, every month we got a letter saying how our rent is going to keep increasing if we don't sign another lease. And we really like the month to month, like possibility of wanting to move at any moment, just like kind of searching for the right place. But if you've been in that position, you know that it's hardly ever that they say that it is accounting error and that they're actually going to refund you money and reduce your rent, especially living in Southern California. That just never happens.
It doesn't happen, right? So I think him seeing that too, and we both got it and we kind of looked at each other and we were like, we're not questioning this. This is just how things get to be. This is so great. And then another moment happened where we'd gone to do our taxes and the guy at H&R Block was like, you guys are probably going to owe. We're like, okay, you know, it is what it is. Taxes are inevitable. And instead we got a massive rebate. So I think he was just seeing that good things are happening and good things are coming in and this work is so powerful.
Wow. I can seriously talk to you forever, but my final question is for you because I know we're going to have you back on the podcast. So there's going to be plenty more opportunities to chat. Let's pretend for just a moment that someone you deeply care about who you know needs MBA in their life is listening to this episode right now. Enrollment is open. They have the opportunity, but they're currently on the fence. What would you say to them or want them to know, or what is some advice that you have for them to get off that fence and get inside the program?
I mean, okay. I cannot speak highly enough about this program. To all who are listening, I have a whole list of notes of everything that I loved about this. If you are questioning, just take this as a sign to do it and jump in. Your dream life is on the other side of this. And it is such a gift to yourself to invest in your own transformation, in your own healing, in your own self-love. I mean, it wasn't easy, but if I wasn't going to do it now, why, like, when was I going to do it? Why wait? Why push my dream life off? And Catherine, as a facilitator, shows up, you show up so beautifully and so grounded and so truthfully. And what I love and appreciated about this course too, is that you brought in women of color facilitators too. You are doing your own work, which I so appreciate as an aspiring ally myself. The way you showed up gave me so much permission to show up authentically in my own life. And the content of this course is so rich and so deep that your mind will be blown. I mean, I felt like you could have charged 10 times what you did, because the amount of material and how deep every single module was, the meditations that came with every module, the journaling, the live Q&As, the bonus modules, you went above and beyond. You over-delivered. And you did it from such a beautiful place. We could all tell you gave your all to this program. Mm-hmm. You gave everything that you had. And it's an incredible, beautiful program that I'm going to be repeating as a grad for many years to come. I could not be more grateful for NBA. So please do it. If you're on the fence, you will not regret it. Your life will look so beautiful after.
Hannah, cue the freaking tears right now. Like, that was just so beautiful. Oh my God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for, you know, showing up for yourself. Thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. I so appreciate hearing your stories, your ups and downs, and for you being honest about the, you know, not so pretty things that, you know, manifestation isn't always rainbows and butterflies. You guys, there's a lot of deep healing work for all of us to get into. So, I just love you so much, and I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much for showing up on here and sharing your story. Where can people find you, find your work, find your course, sign up for your, remind me, what do you guys call the course officially?
The Course for Anti-Racist Entrepreneurs.
Yes. Every entrepreneur needs to sign up for it. Where can people find more about that?
So you can go to kinswomenpodcast.com, or on Instagram, we're at the.kinswomen. And I'm at Hannah Summerhill, and I would love to talk to fellow MBA grads or babes who are interested in the class about MBA or about your allyship journey if you are somebody who is interested in anti-racism work. So thank you, Catherine. I'm so, so grateful to have been here. I definitely manifested coming on the podcast, and I've also found so many incredible women that you've had on the podcast as grads that I'm so into their work, like Renee Reese and Jody K. Edwards and Reese from Yes Supply. Like, I'm super honored to be joining their ranks as MBA guests. So thank you.
Oh, amazing. Well, thank you, Hannah, so, so much. And to the rest of you listening to this episode, there's only a few more days left to sign up for MBA, and you can do that at manifestationbabeacademy.com. Again, that's manifestationbabeacademy.com. I'll also put that in the show notes as well, and all the links that Hannah provided as well, you guys can find in the show notes, depending on which platform you listen to. If you're on iTunes, I think you can just swipe up. If you're on Spotify, I think it's See More. You guys will find it. I trust in your ability, and I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Mwah! Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at ManifestationBabe or visiting my website at ManifestationBabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.